Alex, thank you for joining me today on Pop Culture Unplugged.
I'm so happy to be here.
Exciting times. I was doing some research on you. Like, usually I start off with the interview saying, the listeners or viewers could tune in, but you have multiple projects. You've been busy.
It's
Any
been a
break?
long time.
Any breaks in between there, or you just keep going one project to another?
There was definitely a break when the whole industry went on strike.
Yeah.
But I was lucky. I was working right up till the strike, and then we figured some stuff out that was important. But it was nice to get my head on straight before the next thing.
There you go. We'll jump into those projects in a few minutes too, but let's get a little scoop on you, like entertainment industry. What made you jump into it?
When I was a kid, I was really, really shy, and my parents put me in like kids' theater camp to get me out of my
Okay.
shell, and I liked it. Much to their chagrin, they're like, "Oh no, what have we done? Now she's an artist." Yeah.
So what's been the reaction now that they've seen you on TV and film?
Now that my parents.
Through the whole journey and everything, and now they see you on like projects like this.
They both are not artists, so they don't really get it, like in terms of the struggle, all the rejection and how the industry works. But they're really supportive, and of course, they love to see me doing what I love to do. So.
What was the hardest part going from theater in a young age and right now into TV and film? What do you think was like the big challenge for you?
I don't think it was difficult in terms of like my own journey, like inner journey to switch from theater to film and television. It's just in film and television, the sort of sense of family is much shorter. Except for, I guess, if you are on a TV show for years and years, I'm sure that kind of thing happens, but there's such a camaraderie that happens with theater that I kind of miss. But pros and cons, you get to have new families and meet new
Yeah.
people in every project, and I really like that too.
Would you ever jump back to theater and theater work?
To be very honest, I think I've developed some stage fright in the interim. But I think that's a good reason to go back. Face that fear and figure out what that is all about, and not be afraid of growth.
Right. What's the ultimate goal? What are you hoping you're gonna accomplish someday in the industry?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I don't know if there's an ultimate goal in terms of art. I think I just want to do this for my whole life. I'd
Okay.
love to get to a place where I consistently do projects that feel really meaningful to me with people that I adore, and also have like a work-life balance, and show my little daughter that you can follow your dreams. You can have it
Yeah.
all.
You've dabbled mostly when I was doing some research, you've done a lot of like the horror genre. Like, is there a certain thing you want to hit next that you haven't been able to hit yet?
There are certain shows, especially kind of limited series actually, that I
Yeah.
love. Something like Dead to Me or Fleabag, kind of in that zone where it's very relationshipy. There's some sort of longing and some twist, but not necessarily. I mean, there's twists in horror too, but
Yeah.
it's a different vibe. Something very like emotional.
Crazy. What are you binging these days? You mentioned those shows, but what have you been binging the last few weeks?
Oh my gosh. I should have an answer to this, but the truth is I haven't binged since my daughter was born.
I get
What
that.
are you binging?
I get
I'll
that.
take your advice.
I have two kids, so when they were first born, I fell behind years worth of TV and movies.
It's a huge list.
Right. And I actually the latest show I've been watching has Murders in the Building with Steve Martin and
Oh yes, Only Murders in the Building. I love that. I
yeah.
actually have watched that because it's a fam favorite. I can watch it with my parents and
Yeah. I'm still on the first season, but so far what I've seen, I love it.
it's so great. And Meryl Streep is in season three, like
That's what I heard, yeah.
legend.
Amazing. So let's jump into Imaginary now. How were you approached for this film?
For Imaginary, I sent
Yeah.
in an audition tape. It was classic. I was so excited because, Blumhouse is the sort of pinnacle horror
Right.
production studio. And I've been having a good time being in horror movies, so this was like a nice opening. Yeah.
We was that the first role that they offered you? Was it for Samantha? What was the description you were given for her?
Oh gosh, I'm trying to think. Did the breakdown say? Says she is a drug addicted birth mom of these two girls that comes back and causes problems. Yeah.
Wow. So was it, did you, any challenges playing this character when you first step on the set?
Yeah, there are challenges with every character, but I think that this was really good timing with my personal life too, because I was a new mom, pretty fairly new mom. I think my daughter was one at the time. And so, I think I could have imagined to a certain extent what it felt like to have to go through whatever was necessary. I literally, walk barefoot through the forest kind of vibes to get
Yeah.
back to my daughters who I feel are in danger. But being a parent, I was like, oh no, I get that. If there was a dark entity threatening my daughter, I'd be like, I'm there no matter what.
You mentioned, that she had a drug addiction in the movie. Like, how did you dark aspects, how did you like get into that character? Like, what did you study after somebody else's performance in a different movie, or how did you approach it?
I actually am friends with a man named Thomas Marchese, who's a director but used to be a cop.
Okay.
And I was like, have you ever dealt with this kind of thing? A person who is, in withdrawal, and how do they behave, and
Yeah.
kind of where's their mind? And he really helped me out a lot. And he was like, of course, I've dealt with this a lot. So yeah, I just asked someone who was in the know.
We see Samantha also, her journey, is protect her daughters, like you said. How was it filming like those intense scenes with them?
Well, so Piper and Tegan are both such beautiful performers. They have such vulnerability, and it was just like stepping into a little family right away, being there and like holding them. God,
Yeah.
it was really it got me. There was no problem getting to that place.
I had Tegan on the show. She was amazing.
I know, she's so
So
great.
sweet. Very sweet girl.
Yeah,
So,
and talented.
what's been like the feedback from your performance from the film and overall people watching this film?
So the audiences seem to really like it. Chauncey Bear is really fun to be scared of because
Yeah.
it's sort of silly, and you get to imagine like all your stuffed animals, like what if they came to life? Ah!
Right.
My part in particular, actually, a couple of reviews have said that they wanted to sort of see what my character was about more than is in the film, which I have to say, I agree. We'll see what happens in the sequel.
Has there been talks for a sequel?
A lot of people have been asking about it. Yeah. I don't know. We'll
You
see.
go. I guess you got to push it with the writers and the directors to get it going.
Yeah.
Right,
And the audience, if you want a sequel, just, ask for it.
right, right.
It's
So you also had another project, This Is Me Now, love story, J Lo. You play one of her closest friends in the film. How was it portraying a character like this?
That was really special because I have to commend her for being so brave to tell her story, such a personal story on such a large grand scale, and to be chosen and handpicked by her to play one of her closest people. was wild. And you know, we all were the friends, the group of friends. We were all put together as a group that would be the right kind of vibes and like give her the little different perspectives on her love life. And we all became really good close friends in real life. So that was a really fun aspect too.
She give you any tips playing this character?
Did
the real person?
Jennifer give me tips?
Yeah.
On like how to portray this person?
Yeah, or her friend, yeah.
It wasn't quite an exact, like I'm playing a certain person. I did find out who I was sort of molded after.
Yeah, that's what I meant, yeah.
Yeah, Elaine Goldsmith Thomas, who's her longtime producing partner. And I met her and it was really fun to be like, you're playing me. but I wasn't portraying her. It was more like the essence of her kind of POV on the life story. So yeah, she gave me kind of a perspective to come from. Yeah.
What was your favorite moment in this film?
In This Is Me Now?
Yeah.
I really liked the weddings scene because I got to be really silly and funny in that one. I like when I get to be funny.
Yeah. How do you balance these type of roles, you know, going from a horror movie to something like this?
I mean, it's just a gift. It's variety is the spice of life. So I can tap into different emotions and different you know, exciting aspects of being alive. Yeah, it's just I'm so happy that I get to do such a range of things.
Amazing. What's next for you now? Any other projects you'll have to tell us about coming out or you're about to work on?
Yeah, I have actually another thriller coming out called Do Not Watch. It's on the festival circuit right now.
Okay.
And it's kind of mysterious, but it's about this anomaly that spans over decades. So watch out for that in the next few months, I think.
Streaming, I assume. It'll be streaming somewhere.
I believe maybe I can't, I don't know.
There you go. Lastly, now, how can the listeners and viewers find you on social media, keep up with you with all these projects you've done and all the projects you've got coming out?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram. That's basically where I am. It's just my name, Alex Angeles.
Amazing. Alex, this was great. We'll get you, hopefully get you back on with your next project.
Yeah, thank you so much.